case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Where are you getting ripped off at?
Nowhere, that's where. Nobody's ripping me off. Thanks to technology.
Good.
Because I don't know if I've ever seen a markup like this one before. I've seen a lot of markups in my time. Okay, you know how businesses send you coupons, like, all the time in email, like, annoyingly.
Yes.
Unless you really like the business. Otherwise, you're like, hey, Kohl's, I get it.
Yeah.
You got a coupon today. Stop emailing me.
Uh-huh.
Every day, I get an email from, like, 25 stores, and they usually go right to my spam or deleted.
Yep.
But then I saw this one.
Oh.
60% off one full price item. I thought, 60% off one full price. That's a deal if you get the right thing.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So, I go over to Michael's. Yes, I did. The craft store. And I'm like, here we go, Michael's. Here we go, baby. I love you. Which I do love some Michael's in my life. And I'm like, let me scan the store. Look for an expensive item and see if there's anything I could get for the holidays or that I need. Because they have cameras. I mean, they have like things you could literally get a good deal on.
Absolutely.
Was there any fine print on it at all that you didn't read?
No, it was literally 60 off one full price item. But when you go in there, a lot of stuff is like marked down, so that wouldn't be a full price item.
Yeah, okay.
It's trick stores do. Well, I finally found this Hot Wheels, like, gigantic track, and I thought, oh, this will be perfect. It's $50.
Uh-huh.
It's full price. Do the math when you take, it's like 20, maybe 20, or
20
low
bucks.
20s. Yeah. And I'm like, this is a steal.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Oh, hell no. I got on Google because I'm like, nobody's going to play Allie. And I Googled the price of the same Hot Wheels toy.
Yeah.
And guess how much it was at Walmart, Amazon, and Target?
$15?
Less than 20.
No freaking way.
It was $50. And it's like they had literally marked everything up. So I, of course, threw it back on the shelf, left in anger.
Oh, man.
That wasn't a deal.
No, but I totally thought you were
going to. There was nothing about the deal.
I saw you walking up to every associate there with your phone in one hand, the item in another, and going, what is this crap? It's a lot cheaper here. What is this crap? It's a lot cheaper here.
Because it was so obvious they had marked everything up for the 60% off coupon. And I was like, you literally are charging $50 for a toy that's 20 on Walmart, Target, and I can't even.
Dude,
you can always text to 71037.
Yeah.
I found that super shady.
That is so.
So here's my advice: Google prices when you think you're getting a deal, where you're like, "Wow, I'm getting half off." Just Google it to be safe.
Yeah.
When you go into, because all kinds of stores do that crap.
You can make anything sound cheap.
Oh, I
used to work.
I would have bought it, and I would have been a sucker.
Uh-huh.
I used to work for a lawn care company, and we would call and solicit people to buy lawn care treatments.
Yeah.
And they would tell us, the manager told us directly, double the price of the treatment and tell them that's what it costs, and then work them back from that price. So they think that they're getting a deal. And I was like, wait a minute. I go, that just sounds shady. So
it
basically,
if
we can treat your lawn for $25, I would call and say, hey, we can treat your lawn for $50. You'd say, no thanks. And I'd be like, all right, we can do it for $40. No thanks. All right, we can do it for $30. Okay. Still made money.
Dude.
Somebody came in and said,
somebody texted in
and said, I would have asked for a price match. But here's the thing. Why would I even buy that there after I know how badly you're trying to rip me off and trick me? Because what about the person that doesn't have the coupon who's stupid?
Yeah, the person that doesn't pay full price.
Are they going to buy the $50 that thing is $19 on Amazon? I mean, that's insane. You're like, do you just think I'm stupid?
The internet's going to
ruin. Technology is going to kill you with crap like that. And so knock it off, Michaels, because I love you. But you got to stop trying to trick me with coupons,
that's
man.
That's jacked up.
I thought it was shady.
I think it's shady too.
So that's interesting what you said they did when you worked at that lawn place, Riggs.
Well, that's just a lawn care place.
Well, that's like anything in negotiation. They say if you're going to renegotiate like your thing at work, you want more money.
Yeah.
Go way high. Don't ever go in there with what you truly want.
Right.
Ever,
no.
Because they're going to come down from that. Don't ever go with your first number.
Mm-hmm. Forever
go
negotiating,
high.
Let them say the price
they're
first.
They're never going to be like, oh, that's your first number? Okay, we'll take it. Never.
Right.
Never. Not ever.
And if they do, then run with it. Be like, okay, cool.
And I'm out.
Cool.
Exactly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.